Thank you, Mr. Chair. For us, this article is very important for define us. When we define the right holders of this draft declaration, we would like to draw your attention to the people who we see and interact daily in our life. Our members are from all over the world. Therefore, the draft declaration recognizes millions of persons as the right holder in the agricultural sector, their families and communities who are excluded, marginalized, and discriminated against by destructive, unsustainable economic, social, and political practice and structure often in the name of the progress. The definition of subject of this declaration maintains an inclusive and dynamic character. Inclusive so that the diversity of the people who suffer from exploitation and discrimination in rural areas, such as landless men and women, day laborers working in large plantation, wage earning rural laborers, artisanal fisheries, nomadic herders, and or indigenous peoples can use this declaration in the future in diversity of situation to fight for their dignity and autonomy, for the enjoyment of the human rights and fundamental freedoms. Dynamic because the peasants themselves at certain times of the year are agricultural workers or fishermen, and at the other times they will their own land. The declaration, the draft declaration recognized the special relationships of peasantry with land, a relationships that is not only economic, but also cultural, social, even spiritual. It must recognize the importance of the woman in agriculture and fishing, hunting, grazing, and again discrimination of the woman in agricultural production chains. It must recognize that peasants have the right to exist with their own forms of life, and that they do not mainly seek the gain and accumulation of the capital, but the possibility of the living decently of their work and the preservation of the life. The current draft declaration certains clarity in terms of the right holders, and therefore we need to move forward. We thank you for your hard work, in particular on fine-tuning this article. We think we will be also open-minded for a stronger definition, for example, to cover wholly non-discrimination principles, and also to fill the gap of the current existing international human rights law. Nonetheless, we think the article is mature enough so we can continue with the current formulation. I thank you.